What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. No, I'm not coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia today. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas. Just hanging out here. CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Talking about sports and AI, some cool projects I'm working on. We can get into that. But anyway, shout outs to Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Nevada with me. You could be out west with me. You could be out on the East Coast with Ryan Hickey. You could be in Canada. What's up, Canada? You could be in Florida. Thank you so much for tuning in to CBS Sports Radio and the JR Sport Brief Show. I get going every single weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can always lock in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Simple. And SiriusXM 150. Yeah, we're all over the place. Not that difficult to go ahead and find us. If you want to find us online, I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place. That is Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And then if you want to call up here on CBS Sports Radio, the phone number has not changed. It is the same. If you called up, it's still the same damn number. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, being in transit yesterday, flying in the plane, I wasn't flying the plane, but I was on it. Unfortunately, I wasn't here yesterday. Shout outs to Ryan Hickey for holding it down. And there's been a lot that has taken place here over the past 24 to 48 hours. We got coaches falling off of trees like apples. We got coaches falling off the face of the earth. We got older dudes who are just, they're being forced into retirement, I guess is what it is. So we're going to get into Bill Belichick, gone. We're going to get into Nick Saban, gone. We're going to get into Pete Carroll, gone. Legendary coaches, gone in the span of like 2 days. Not a shock, not a surprise, especially given how the world operates and the sports world operates. And sometimes you just got to go, damn. And so we'll see what is next for the New England Patriots. We will see what is next for Alabama. And in Seattle, not all that much concern. We know Pete Carroll is going to go ahead and stay on as an advisor. But like any good team, you got to actually have some talent out there who can go to work. And so we're going to talk about Belichick and Saban and Pete Carroll. We did have some other college football news come down the pipe today. I know Quinn Ewers is like, I ain't leaving Texas. I wonder how Arch Manning feels about that. We got Dan Lanning who says, I ain't leaving the Ducks. And so there's a lot that is going on, a lot that we will discuss. But before we do anything, I got a couple of questions, a series of questions for Ryan Hickey. First of all, Ryan, how are you, man?
I am good. I am good, JR. Thank you.
Oh, that's simple. That's first question down. How was the show yesterday, man? You had big news popping all over the place.
Busy. That's why I'm doing good today. My brain has finally slowed down from all the spinning it's been doing the last 36 hours or so with just bombshell after bombshell. It's been yesterday was a very, very busy show.
All the old coaches out the way, right? There ain't nobody else we need to pay attention to?
No, sir. Yeah. The old folks are going home.
Don't say, whoa, be careful. Be careful. When you say old folks are going home, you know what that means, into like the grave, right?
No. Oh, okay. Just like literally home. They're just going to be hanging out now at home. A lot of time to spend. Enjoying retirement. Well, how about that? They are enjoying retirement.
So does that mean they go play bingo, shuffleboard? Like, what are they going to be doing?
See the world, maybe? I mean, right? They've been the facility basically 24/7, 365, these maniacs. See the world. Yeah. Explore.
Okay.
Do what you do. Get on a plane.
Get on a plane. Well, they spend quite a bit of time on a plane. You know, they don't do nothing but go to the stadium and back. But hey, you got to live a little. And I know Bill Belichick, I don't know if he wants to live. It's apparent that he wants to continue coaching. And let's start off with that dude. Because early this morning, we found out what is not a shock, what was not a surprise, and that Bill Belichick is no longer the head coach of the New England Patriots. It's done. You know, this is something, all good things got to come to an end, and this was not a surprise to anyone. I mean, I've been saying this for days now. People have been saying this for months, is that Robert Kraft wants to move on. Robert Kraft wasn't happy with the results post Tom Brady, and he was looking for success. He wasn't happy with the amount of money he's had to spend on free agents. He hasn't been happy with the draft. I know that there are a lot of fans who have not been happy with some of the structural situations that Bill Belichick laid forward, like with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. And so now he's done. And I did not feel that Bill Belichick was going to get a swift kick in his ass out of the building. I thought it would be presented as it was today, which was hey, it's just time to move on. Like, it's hard to look at a dude who's coached the team for 24 years, who's second all time in career wins behind Don Shula, and just go, all right, man, you suck, you're fired. It doesn't work that way. For all of the success that they've had, 24 years, 6 championships, 17 division titles, 9 conference championships, damn, that's a lot. You just don't give that guy the boot. It doesn't happen. And so Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, they had their press conference today, or 2 press conferences, I should say, and they basically told you what the hell was going to happen. Even Bill Belichick, I told you about his successes. 12 Super Bowl appearances. This is all time dating back to the New York Giants, right? 21 winning seasons as a head coach out of his 24 years here with the New England Patriots, or even dating back, unfortunately, to them times with the Browns. He has done nothing but win over the past almost 25 years. And so Bill Belichick, whether you got to take a look at his first championships as an assistant coordinator defense with the Giants, or whether you want to look forward to the Browns, unfortunately, the Jets, and now with the Patriots, Bill Belichick said, when I first took this damn job, you could not have imagined this success.
Had a vision of, you know, building a winner, building a championship football team here that exceeded my wildest dreams and expectations. The amount of success that we were able to achieve together, you know, through a lot of hard work and, you know, contributions of so many people. So I'm very proud of that, and I always had those great memories. I'll carry those with me the rest of my life.
He sounds like a normal person. Bill Belichick sounds like a normal human being, and we've heard him talk normal. He's not in character. He's not the New England Patriots head coach, angry curmudgeon Bill Belichick. He's normal person Bill Belichick. For now, did you hear how verbose he was? Did you hear how many words he used? Did you hear the enthusiasm? Maybe not enthusiasm. Did you hear the life in his voice? Typically, Bill Belichick talks, he speaks, he opens up his mouth, and it sounds like this. It just sounds miserable. And he got a little bit more juice. And one thing I have always appreciated about Bill Belichick is that he's always given credit to the players. The conversations that happen on sports talk radio, like here, the conversations that happen on television, they drive me nuts. They're lazy conversations in a lot of cases where people go, Bill Belichick is nothing without Tom Brady. Bill Belichick would never win anything without Tom Brady. Yeah, maybe that's true. Possibly. But Bill Belichick had to help lay a structure and a foundation. He had to lay forth a place for this man to go ahead and excel. I mean, if this was the case, Tom Brady would have been on the Lions, and you're going to tell me he'd be walking around with 6 championships from one team? Probably not. So you can only work with what you got and where you are. And Bill Belichick is not stupid. He gave credit to all of the great players that he has coached. He gave him credit for his success. Listen to him.
And of course, a great deal of thanks and appreciation to the players. Players win games in the NFL, and I've been very, very fortunate to coach some of the greatest players that have ever played. Some of the greatest players that have ever played for the Patriots. Some of them are already in the Hall of Fame. Many more are going. But again, regardless of how long any of the players were or weren't here, or what their role was, or or how many games they played, or even if they didn't win championships. I respect the way the players come to work here on a daily basis.
Yeah, come to work. Do your job. You know, I've talked to the McCourties enough, and, you know, pretty much Devin McCourty was the one who was there his whole career. Jason joined later on. That's all Devin has ever told me about. When I ask him about Bill Belichick, Devin is just like, Bill Belichick just wants you to do your job. And so people who don't like Bill Belichick, players who don't rock with him, it's probably because they have no accountability for, guess what? Just showing up and doing your job. Someone else, as much as I love Devin McCourty, the man I'm going to tell you about now has a little bit more juice than Devin. It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasted no time in giving his own response on social media, going on to Instagram to say Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of the NFL. We accomplished some amazing things over a long period of time, many of which will be hard to replicate. He worked every day to help us achieve the ultimate goal and the ultimate team sport. I could never have been the player I was without you, Coach Belichick. I am forever grateful, and I wish you the best of luck and whatever you choose next. And we don't know what's next for Bill Belichick. He wants to continue coaching. Rumors about the Atlanta Falcons wanting him, Arthur Blank wanting to bring him in. I've been saying for weeks now, if he wants to go to a team that has a quarterback already, maybe Belichick wants to go west to Los Angeles to coach the Chargers and Justin Herbert. It's Bill Belichick. He got options, right? And one of those options, at least for the New England Patriots, to dissolve this relationship and to finally move forward, they could have just canned him, could have got rid of him, could have traded Bill Belichick. But Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, he made it very clear he did not want this to be transactional. He didn't want to trade Belichick. This is what Robert Kraft said in explaining that.
He is so valuable in how we could extract something. I didn't think that was right. I didn't think it was right for Tom Brady, who gave us 20 years. And I don't think it's right for Bill, that each of them earned the right to be in a position where they should do what's right for us.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. And then he continued on, and I guess this is the most important question. Hey, Robert, why did you decide to move on from Bill Belichick?
Our family is the custodian of this asset, the New England Patriots, and we know how important it is to the psyche of the community, and what's gone on here the last 3-4 years isn't what we want. So we have a responsibility to do what we can to fix it to the best of our ability.
Oh, damn. Bill Belichick been a loser the past few years, right? Well, how the hell were you going to replace Tom Brady? I'm sure Robert Kraft is still feeling a certain way about that. How Tom Brady exited the building because, hey, look, especially in sports, and we can think about this in regards to any relationship, there comes a point in time where you're looking at each other, whether it's in the bedroom, in the office, or whatever it is, you're just like, damn, you again? And in the world of sports where you got options, and a lot of people got options, sometimes you want a new challenge. Sometimes you want to do something a little bit different. And so, yeah, I mean, after almost 20 damn years, I don't fault Tom Brady for going, it's time for me to get the hell out of here. Let's also remember, Bill Belichick at one point in time wanted to move on from Tom Brady for that old broken Jimmy G. Not going to have success forever. Nobody's going to win forever. Dynasties don't exist forever. In the world of athletics, players get old. Coaches get old. And nothing lasts forever. Life is all about change. Bill Belichick is moving on. Pete Carroll is moving on. Nick Saban is moving on. There's nothing wrong with change. It's necessary. It's a part of life. Bill Belichick wasn't going to be the Patriots coach for the next, 20 years. Saban wasn't going to be moving Alabama for the next 20 years. I'm at it. That's one of the reasons why he said he left, because he's getting old. Pete Carroll, they looked at him and said, man, it's time to move on. That's how life works. You can have all the success in the world. Nothing lasts forever. I guess if there's going to be one thing that lasts forever, it's Bill Belichick and being a Patriot. Even if he puts on another uniform or a hoodie, Bill Belichick made it very clear. I might be out of the building. I might be moving on. I'm going to be a Patriot for life.
I'm so appreciative of the fans for all the support they've given me, my family, and this football team. And it's with just so many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here. But at this time, we're gonna move on. And I look forward, I'm excited for the future. But always very, very appreciative of the opportunity here, the support here, what Robert, what you've done for me.
Oh, yeah. It's over, folks. Bill Belichick, 24 seasons, 6 championships, is no longer the head coach of the New England Patriots. And they got a new day in front of them, an opportunity to pick a new head coach. And you know what? We'll talk about some of the possibilities as we continue on with the show. We are definitely going to talk about Nick Saban. We're going to talk about Pete Carroll. And man, we got a coach in the NBA. He ain't going nowhere. It's Eric Spoelstra. They gave him a massive deal. And that's a Heat lifer right there, if there ever was one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday to you. If you want to call me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to senior NFL writer from Outkick and Fox News, Armando Salguero. He's going to come through and break it down with us. Everything going on in New England. I know we got a bunch of wild card games getting ready to pop off. It's early, folks. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Everybody loves joy, right? Unfortunately, joy, every now and then, you got to feel a little bit of pain. Nick Saban, I guess there's no pain in him moving on. Bill Belichick, maybe there's a little bit of pain in him moving on. And then Pete Carroll, I think he was a little pained. Pete Carroll didn't want to go. Anyway, open up the show talking about Bill Belichick, the news that broke earlier today. No surprise, no shock. He is no longer the head coach, no longer in the New England Patriots organization. He's going to be looking towards his next move. To talk about what has gone on in the world of sports with all of these coaches, to talk some NFL wildcard action, it's time to talk to a senior NFL writer from Outkick, also as well a contributor to Fox News, Armando Salguero. Armando, how are you, man?
What up, JR?
Hey, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Always my pleasure, sir.
No doubt about it. I guess the first question out the box, not a surprise that Bill Belichick is no longer the head coach, no longer in the Patriots organization. How do you feel about the way that they went about it? It wasn't a firing. It wasn't a trade. What do you think about the circumstances?
I think they scored, a lot more in the way that they orchestrated the departure than they scored during the season when they only won like 4 games. Look, Bill Belichick wanted to remain as the head coach of the New England Patriots. And he wanted to continue to chase Don Shula's record as the winningest coach of all time. And he believed that he could make the Patriots great again. And he believed that he could catch Shula working for Robert Kraft. But Robert Kraft saw the last, 3 out of 4 years, a losing record, not relevant in the playoff chase, and definitely not successful the 1 year they did get in the playoffs. They got blown out. And he just decided this is not going the way I envisioned, and we need new blood and we need a different direction. And that's the way that it went. What is impressive, like I said before, is that these two men that have worked together for 24 years, They, you know, they disagreed on what should happen, but once they got over that, they agreed on how it should end, and it ended amicably.
Armando Saguero is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got two entities going in two different directions. What's next potentially for Bill Belichick? What is next potentially for the Patriots?
Well, Bill Belichick is going to find a team, and the Patriots are going to find a coach. It's really not rocket science. You know, you hear the rumors about Belichick and the Falcons. You know, there's a possibility that David Tepper, the owner at Carolina, might decide, you know what, I have a lot of money and I'm going to share some of it with Bill Belichick, and we're going to put a disciplined, strong defensive team on the field that likes to win in the trenches, and we've got the young quarterback that he can find someone to develop, and he might go that direction. He could do a lot worse, let's put it that way. As far as the Patriots, look, they've got a coach in waiting in Gerard Mayo that they've had, and they value a great deal. And they've got a coach that would like to be in waiting in Mike Vrabel, who was fired from the Tennessee Titans. And Vrabel and Robert Kraft like each other a lot. Vrabel was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame this past season, during the season, and he obviously played for the Patriots for a long time. And so it makes sense that he, who is also accomplished, also has taken teams to the playoffs, that he would be a candidate there.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, let's see where both entities end up. Is Bill Belichick going out west? Is he going down to Georgia? And then you mentioned the two former Patriots who might go ahead and get that job. You talk about the playoffs. We know we're a couple of days away from the start of Wild Card Weekend. We have some surprising players and names that have been mentioned, whether it's Flacco and Stroud. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. And then we have, I don't know, the next Ice Bowl up in Kansas City with the Dolphins. When you take a look at Wild Card Weekend, and that's just Saturday, what matchups interest you the most? Where we might see an upset?
Well, I like the Rams game at Detroit. First of all, it's the We Traded Quarterbacks Bowl. And, you know, obviously the Lions sent Matt Stafford to the Rams in exchange for draft picks and Jared Goff. And Goff to this day says he has a chip on his shoulder from that trade. Stafford might want to answer, well, I've got a ring on my finger from that trade. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because, by all means and by all accounts, the Lions – a better record, a better team, a rising team, and the Rams, kind of surprising that they're in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
They're still in kind of rebuild mode. But I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Stafford comes into Detroit and decides, look at here, this is my house, and it's still my house, and let me show you. So that's going to be an interesting one. You mentioned the Ice Bowl and that's going to happen in Kansas City. Those two teams played earlier this year in what was it, London or Germany? Abroad. Let's put it that way.
Europe.
Think Germany.
Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Over there. Kansas City was able to stop that Miami offense when they were rolling. They're not rolling necessarily anymore, but it's going to be interesting to see if the Chiefs, who also have an offense that's not rolling, are able to, continue to defend their Super Bowl championship from last year.
Armando Saguero is here with us, senior NFL writer, OutKick, also contributor to Fox News. when you take a look at the two teams who get a little bit of a break this weekend, sitting atop with the bye, the 49ers, and also the Ravens, are those your two teams that you think we're likely to see in a Super Bowl, or do you think it might be someone else?
Well, so obviously those are going to be the favorites, right? And I know that Lamar Jackson doesn't love the bye. The Ravens had a bye the year that I believe it was the year that he was the MVP, and they came out after the bye in the playoffs against Tennessee, and they weren't the same team. They had lost an edge. Lamar realized that, and so that was the reason that there was an actual conversation about him playing in the final game or not. Ultimately, he didn't this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had preferred to just play through. It's going to be interesting to see if maturity has shown him how to, you know, have the time off and come up and pick up where he left off during the season. That's going to be kind of interesting to me. And then I just think the 49ers are a complete a team as you're going to get.
Yeah.
I know that they got steamrolled by the Ravens. I get that. But they're not playing the Ravens anytime soon in the playoffs. So, if someone is better than them in the NFC, show me, because I haven't seen it so far this year.
Yeah, 49ers going out there and stomping on everybody. And mentioning Lamar Jackson, it's been bandied about, especially after he threw those five touchdowns against the Dolphins, that he is going to be the MVP. Do you share in that thought process, or do you think someone else might snatch it away?
Well, you know, I am a voter for the Associated Press Awards, and I'm not supposed to tell you how I voted, but let me just say that I voted for someone whose first name rhymes with Shamar. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, I love Shamar. I take it for what it's worth. And now to kind of wrap things up here, Armando, we saw Pete Carroll get pushed out. You know, we saw Bill Belichick. It's like, thank you, Bill. We appreciate you. It's time to move on. When you look across the NFL with the coaches being younger, it seems that guys automatically come out of college and they are thrust into the spotlight. Hey, we're giving you the ball. Go ahead and move with it. Do you think we're moving? Well, obviously, we're moving into a new era here in the NFL. It seems like we're in for a youth movement. Yeah, we still have the Andy Reids around of the world, but things have changed rather quickly over the past several years.
Father Time, man, he's undefeated, right? And having said that, the more experienced, let's call them the more experienced guys that we're talking about, they're not just guys. Those are like all-timers, okay? Bill Belichick, again, trying to become the winningest coach in NFL history, trying to catch a guy who's been the winningest coach, Don Shula, for 30 years. So it's no small feat, and it's no small feat that you're on the precipice of that. Pete Carroll, you know, they were rolling in Seattle there for a while. Before that, he was rolling in L.A. with what was essentially the Los Angeles pro team when they didn't have a pro team, USC.
Yeah.
By the way, just as an aside, there's a team in L.A. that needs a coach.
Oh.
I don't know. Pete Carroll makes a lot of sense to me.
Wow.
With the Los Angeles Chargers, because he still wants to coach. He still has the energy. He is not tired, like he said. He is not burned out. they could do a lot worse than to hire Pete Carroll away from the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. Yeah, I would think Bill Belichick, when I guess Pete Carroll is going to sit upstairs and advise. You think there's still a chance we see him coach?
He wants to.
Oh, I guess the opportunity would have to present itself first. Let's get Spanos on the phone. He's not someone known for making a wise decisions, but I guess we have to check in with him first.
Look, like I said, I'm not saying that they're not going to find someone that has acumen and is good. Everybody's saying it's going to be Jim Harbaugh. Maybe. You know, they would like it to be Jim Harbaugh. I don't know if Jim Harbaugh wants it to be Jim Harbaugh. But if you're looking for even if call it a fallback position, are you kidding me? Pete Carroll? Come on. That would be a major, major upgrade for the Los Angeles Chargers. And, oh, by the way, for several other teams in the market.
Yeah, I mean, some of the decisions we saw on field from, Lynn and Staley left a lot left to be desired for the Chargers. So I'm sure they would absolutely love if Pete Carroll fell in their laps. Hey, Armando, I want to appreciate you for taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you and keep up with all of your work?
Yeah, sure. So my work is at Outkick.com and FoxNews.com. And you can follow me on X. I was going to say Twitter. On X, at Armando Salguero, Salguero.
Oh, come on, man. Everybody, almost everybody still calls it Twitter, right?
That is true, man. I mean, sometimes you can't, you know, I still call it Yugoslavia.
Uh-oh, be careful.
It doesn't even exist anymore, so whatever.
Yeah. Be careful on that one. Armando, I appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Be well, JR.
All right, no doubt about it. Shout outs to Armando Salguero for joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The thought didn't pass my brain that Pete Carroll could potentially end up with the Chargers. You know, I looked at what they said. Pete Carroll no longer head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, and now he's going to be an advisor. And I left it right the hell there. I'm like, okay, he's going to go off into the sunset. And when it comes down to the Chargers, man, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I find them to be one of the, not one of the worst run clubs in the NFL or professional sports, but I do find their ownership with the Spanos family, whether they're infighting with each other or what have you, I just find them to be a complete mess. I don't know if Pete Carroll would go ahead and decide to take that job, but I'll tell you this. I mentioned Bill Belichick maybe getting that gig, or you know, maybe it's Pete Carroll, and one of the reasons is Justin Herbert. What would Justin Herbert do with a decent head coach who was out there not allowing the team to just blow stupid, large leads, whether it happens to be in the playoffs or the regular season? That's something that the Chargers can never wrap their hands around. The Los Angeles Chargers, formerly the San Diego Chargers, they always get close, and then things go into the toilet. Their fans could never enjoy success. They get it on the tip of their fingertips, and it just goes the hell away. Thank you again, Armando, for joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to think about, like, what is next for the New England Patriots? Like, we just heard Armando. He talked about two former players that could potentially be head coaches, whether it's Vrabel, whether it's Mayo. We're going to find out sooner than later. At least Robert Kraft has those options.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of coaching talk, right? Saban, Carroll, Belichick, gone. Gone, 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 all gone. Anyway, at the top of the hour, we'll spend more time talking about the one from Alabama who's gone. That happens to be Nick Saban. I guess both he and Bill Belichick, they're bosom buddies, they're best of pals. I don't know if Bill Belichick appreciates the fact that he basically sent Mac Jones up to New England to throw around the rock for him. But nobody bats 1,000, right? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to Armando Saguero for joining us, senior NFL writer for OutKick, and then also Fox News for coming through and giving and sharing with us his perspective. It was, I don't want to say shocking. It was quite insightful to hear him say, hey, Pete Carroll, it'd actually be a pretty cool thing if Pete Carroll ended up with the Chargers. Back in Los Angeles, no USC, but with the Chargers. I don't know about that. I think he's going to stay up in Seattle and, I don't know, relax, advise, get a check. I don't know, man. If he doesn't coach for a year, is he going to come back next year, a year older, and get into it? Not so sure. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
JR, love you, Mr. Positive. I got to ask you, it's been bandied about how great Belichick is, and everyone brings up Tom Brady made him. But upon reflection, you look at every great coach in any sports field, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, and you come to the conclusion that all great players make great coaches. So when someone says that Bill Belichick arguably is not a great coach because he only won with Tom Brady, you think about Bowman with Mario Lemieux, Steve Yzerman. You think about Phil Jackson with Michael Jordan. You think about Pat Riley with Magic and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Am I onto something, my friend? Am I right saying that we got to give credit to all the great coaches because they've all had great players?
Yeah, I mean, we heard that from Bill Belichick out of his own mouth. He says he had the success that he did because he was able to go out there and coach Hall of Fame players. And, yeah, I mean, there might be some coaches that didn't get the opportunity to coach some of those once-in-a-lifetime dudes that you just mentioned. And so they got cut short. Coaching is such an interesting profession. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. If we got to really look forward, a lot of coaches get recycled. There's a merry-go-round, who gets a job, who doesn't get a job, who sticks around. We see a lot of the same names a lot of times. And that's why one of the reasons I asked Armando, do you think we're looking at something different? I mean, a lot of the head coaches in the NFL right now, they're pretty young. They have either started in their 30s, they're sitting mid-late 30s, early 40s, and that's in stark contrast to thinking about, I don't know, your father's NFL or the NFL that you grew up on, where the dude who was running the team was an angry you-know-what who might have already been retirement age. And maybe he's taking out his anger, you know, on all these young dudes that he can just scream at and take out their aggression on somebody else. So the NFL is changing. You think about the Sean McVays and the Nick Sirianni's and the Mike McDaniel. We can go down the list of some of these young coaches that are finally getting looks and chances and opportunities. I mean, there was even the rumor earlier this week, and we got the word, that Mike Tomlin, his contract expires at the end of next season. And after 17 seasons where he hasn't had a losing season, that now that he's in his mid-50s, that maybe Mike Tomlin wants to go ahead and step away. And so we are really in for a change in the NFL. Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay and then Tom Brady retiring did something big. There's no Drew Brees. There's no Tom Brady. And I've said for a long time, it's time to freshen things up. It's time to get some new blood in. It's pretty awesome to see the Lamar Jacksons of the world. Just running around, Mahomes, the Herberts, the Josh Allens. Let them have their day and let them have their due. I mean, for the past 20 years before now, we saw Drew Brees. We had Peyton Manning. Eli Manning was out there. Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady. No mas. We'll see Patrick Mahomes and Lamar. Let's see them for the next million years. And God only knows how long they'll last, especially as the rules protecting quarterbacks keeps them upright. You know, I don't think Andy Reid is just sticking around, you know, for the hell of it. Andy Reid is sticking around because he has one of the greatest quarterbacks who's ever thrown a ball in Patrick Mahomes. And it seems like a good reason to stick around, because you might, A, or you will continue to pad the W's in the win column for your own career, but then you also have a chance to go out there and continue to win Super Bowls. You are only as good as the players that you have an opportunity to coach. But you as a coach, how do you communicate? What system are you putting in place for your players to have success? And that's the part where people tend to forget. Hey, Tom Brady did not, A, draft himself. Tom Brady did not put himself in the game. Tom Brady didn't run the offense, the defense. He didn't put everything together. And at that point, yeah, the coach coaches, the players play. But you can't look at a coach and just go, yeah, well, he ain't do nothing. It's a lot of players, a lot of coaches. If you dump them with somebody else, they wouldn't have the success of these Phil Jacksons and Belichicks and Joe Torres of the world. It takes an even hand and someone smart enough to pull and keep everything together. And the Patriots that have done it for 24 years, remarkable, spectacular. Let's see where Belichick goes next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Me, where the hell am I going next? Nowhere. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to get ready to take a break. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about where Belichick might go. We're going to take a look at Nick Saban deciding to step down. Yeah, there's more coach and more coach conversation. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coming to you live from Las Vegas here on CBS Sports Radio.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.